Welcome to Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Phone line's here, 221-1402, and we've got a busy day today. And speaking of busy, here's Frosty.
I'm always busy. You're doing something.
Well, you know, Frosty is overworked,
yeah,
underpaid, and overloved by everybody that comes in contact with him.
Did you hear people in the hallway laughing?
Yeah, I think that's what it is. But they're just jealous because they want to be in here with us.
They want to be overlooked.
With this magnificent studio, 800 square feet, 8,000 square feet.
By the way, we're taking your calls toll-free, 1-800-521-1989.
But speaking of magnificent, is my partner.
Well, good morning, and I have a name for you, Joyce Long. If you were listening to the show yesterday, you heard this woman who said she was 76 years old and she is ridden 11,000 miles and got the Iron Butt Award.
That's two separate things, though.
The Iron Butt Award was for 1,000 miles in a day, right?
Right. But the 11,000 miles was called the Four Corners. That's where you ride your motorcycle to the four corners of the United States. You know, like Key West, San Diego, someplace up there in Maine, and then Washington State.
Well, we love to do this show. We love this show because of people like you, Joyce. After we asked you to send us pictures, you dropped off a manila envelope with some snapshots of you and your Goldwing. I don't know who your boyfriend is standing next to you, but wow. And so then the Shasta Wings News.
Yeah, it's for people that ride Hondas, Goldwings. Anyway, but Joyce, you know,
Thank you.
You talk about an inspiration. You know, I think about when I was riding the other day. You know, I had a great day yesterday. It was a very manly day.
I had a manly day.
I had a manly day yesterday. You know, after the show, we hopped on the bike with my buddy Mark Pierce, and we headed up to Burney. We rode up to Burney. I had a manly roast beef sandwich up there, and came back and did some manly things around the house. Then I went out and shot trap with. On the trap team I'm on with the certs and Roger and Ed and Patrick Jones is on there, but we carry Patrick. You know, he's part of Jones Fort. We have to carry Patrick. He doesn't shoot as well as the rest of us, including Jim's wife.
And you took me shopping, and you were very manly by buying me a beautiful dress and taking me to dinner.
And then after I did shooting, I had a cigar and I watched UFC. So what a manly day that was.
And you were very supportive in coming to my rehearsals last night. Speaking of rehearsals and music, we're going to be talking about an upcoming concert on the 8th. Coming back, we have some special guests with Wings of Angels. And we're going to be talking to the folks from Paisano Days. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here, 221-1402, and we are going to our special guest here.
Good morning. We have a special, beautiful young woman by the name of Heather Taylor, who's here to talk about a benefit concert and a very special organization called Wings of Angels. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning.
Well, for our listeners, could you please give us a description of what Wings of Angels is?
Of course. Wings of Angels is a neat organization because it's something that a woman set up for her in honor of her daughter after her daughter died of leukemia when she was young. And this woman wanted to set it up so that other families could have things that she wished that she could have had when her daughter was suffering. And so it helps families that have children with cancer or even other bad, really devastating diseases to have little necessities, food, there's transport expenses, all sorts of things just to make life easier.
And so the concert this Saturday, August 8th, tell us about the concert.
Well, the concert is something that we my friends and I decided to do because we all went to Camp Royal, which is a Rotary-sponsored leadership camp, and they told us that we needed to do a service project for our community. And one of the girls that I was working with knew the girl who died. She was in her class, and so she wanted to do it for Wings of Angels. And we started putting together ideas, and we said, why don't we do a benefit concert? And it'll be a little bit hard, but it's worth it if we can pull it off. So we started working and getting stuff together, and it's really come together well. And so we have three bands. We have a man who plays acoustic guitar, Matt McClendon. We have a band, 730 Hill, that are teenagers, but they're a really good band, and we're excited about them. And we have the Roadhouse Band, which plays classic rock.
Okay, so where is the concert? What does it cost? And can people dance? Will there be food?
There will be food. There's a barbecue, and we have Leatherby's ice cream.
Ooh.
And it will be at the amphitheater on the west side of the convention center on Saturday, August 8th from 6 o'clock to 10 o'clock. And it's a $5 donation at the gate to get in.
So you're just taking donations then, right?
Yes.
Can I ask a personal question, Heather?
Of course.
How old are you?
16.
16. And is this about the age of the group that's putting this on?
Yeah, pretty much.
And you're putting this on to help the families of children who have been stricken with a disease, a serious illnesses, right?
Yes.
You know, people talk about the youth of today, you know, you hear too many things about cat burnings and you hear about people being assaulted. Sometimes you forget that the vast majority of our young people out there are just outstanding, fine people. You know, I ran into them all the time, of course, in the Marine Corps, our leaders of tomorrow, and to see what great people they are. But to see, you know, here's Heather calling me. She set this whole thing up. She called me and said, hey, can we come on? I like to, this is what we do. And of course you can come on. And, but this, you know, Reading, North State, we got a lot to be proud of. These kids aren't, you're not getting anything out of this except the fact that you're doing this to help people, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like an outstanding evening. And $5, I mean, $5 is a Starbucks. Hello. Here you get a barbecue, Leathery's ice cream, three phenomenal bands. You can dance, you can visit, and I'm sure that you are generous. We have such a generous community that I'm sure people will give $5 to enter the door, but also give you some extra piggy bank money or whatever they can give for the Wings of Angels.
You know what? We want to keep talking about this, Heather, so I expect you that you're going to be calling in and reminding people, okay?
Okay.
It was, this is just, it's a wonderful thing y'all are doing. And all the money then goes to, all this is just donated, right? All the money goes to the Wings of Angels.
Yes.
Well, thank you for being such an outstanding young citizen of our community. We're so proud of you. And thank you for honoring our community and for us for coming in today. And your group, before we close, I really want to ask something about this leadership camp you went to through the Rotary. How did you do that?
Well, they came to our school and they told us that we could apply, and so we applied, and then we had to do interviews with them where they asked us about our involvement in the community and stuff that we had done before and why we should go, and then they narrowed it down from there and they sent us.
How many people your age?
There were at the camp, there were about 140, I think.
And the camp is where?
In High and Palm.
What a phenomenal experience.
This 130, is that from the North State or is that from... Okay.
It's all from the North State.
That's great. You know, hey, North State, we got a lot to be looking up to. Hey, let's go to the phones here for a second. Tim, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Hey, I'd just like to say thank you to Heather. Wings of Angels is near and dear to my heart, and they've done a lot of good work in the community, and the community on a whole has really supported this cause, and this is just great. It just gives me goosebumps, you know, knowing that there's youth in our community doing this type of work. It's awesome. Thank you, Heather, so much, and all of your group that's doing this. I'll be there.
Hey, Tim, that's great. I mean, what we need you to do then, too, is get all your friends. Get like 100 of your friends and take them there, okay?
Absolutely. Yes. Thank you so much.
Well, thanks for calling, Tim, and thanks for saying that.
Heartfelt. Our heartfelt community. Love it.
Yeah, you know, it's, what can you say? Except, Heather, thanks a lot. And you make sure you call us on and this also, so we can push this some more. Now, you know, we've got to take a break
and
here.
And also to June.
Oh, and June. And by the way, June, who is Heather's grandmother, is here too. And she's just busting buttons here. Yeah, she's so proud. And
absolutely.
She should be. Hey, this is Carl on the Bottom, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400, KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. You know, I forgot almost the most important thing yesterday on Manly Day was I got a haircut, Cypress Square Barbershop. And then, you know, they explained to me what man's last stronghold means. Man? Okay, that's kind of self-evident because we're all there going, ooh, 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 ooh. Mm-hmm. Last, because it's the only one stronghold. It's where we go to be with each other. Man's last stronghold.
Okay.
May, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Well, can't complain, don't do any good, but anyway, I've got a few complaints. The city wants to have a homeless shelter. We have so many empty buildings around town that need to be used. The old library, Circus City, Gotchalls. I mean, there's plenty of buildings instead of trying to find another one. The same way with the police department. We've got to start saving money. And this closing the courts, you know, for 1 day a month is not going to help. We need to do something with that Terminator. He needs to get out of there. He is spending too much money, our money. He's too deducting too many things. Well, there's plenty of money out there if they know how to spend it. He just don't know how. He spends it on himself. Anyway, we need to get things straightened around Reading first, but we don't need no more buildings built. We've got plenty of empty ones sitting there looking for something to do.
You would think that they could do that.
The angels are doing great on that thing, on the, you know, the, you know, getting kids together, helping them out. I appreciate that too.
Isn't
it? We need more of that around.
You know what? But sometimes we forget, May, don't we? That we've got some really good kids out there. We only hear about the ones that are in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, May. Thank you so much for your phone call. You know, May's right. You know, we keep building things. We got a lot of empty buildings, unfortunately, around here. That goes along with the 16% unemployment.
Like that building right across from City Hall.
That's a brand new building.
Starbucks came and went.
Yeah, has anybody ever been in that building? Anyway, okay. Our next guest is going to talk about a huge event.
Good morning, Lou White. Hello. And Kathleen, his lovely bride.
Luigi, bonjour.
You guys are amazing. We did the to kind of back up here. We went quick. Get out of here. Our engineer looking through the window giving us crazy looks. Stop that. Okay. Now, we did this crazy when you did the Italian fest, right?
Si.
Ciao bella.
Ricky. We had a great time. So we know the kind of things, the kind of parties you guys throw, which are amazing. So tell us about what is happening this weekend, starting with tomorrow night.
Well, this is not us throwing the party. Of course, it's the Sons of Italy in America, who is a community service organization, actually. You know, speaking of children, they give scholarships and everything. And of course, the Paisano Days is a fundraiser. Paisano Days is going to be this Friday and Saturday down at Anderson River Park. And basically what it is if you did a party in your backyard and you invited everybody in the neighborhood and you didn't have to do anything, that's what this is. You go down there. It's a free party. You go wandering around. And, of course, they have craft booths, and they have the bocce ball tournament. Now, the bocce ball is an invitational bocce ball tournament. I think it's the biggest one in the North State as far as I know. And these guys are pretty serious. Bocce ball is basically like lawn bowling where you roll the balls.
So I have a feeling that this is going to be old school. It's the old school Italians that are like very strict with their rules at the bocce ball. Like if you want to come out and see the real deal, this is where you come see bocce ball.
Well, if you like drinking beer and playing bocce ball, yeah. The difference between the Asphalt Cowboys and the Sons of Italy is the Asphalt Cowboys drink beer and the Sons of Italy guys, they drink the red wine.
They probably made themselves.
Of course. And, Lou White and the band will be there on Friday and Saturday night this year. Usually we just play on Friday night, 6 to 10, and this year we're Friday and Saturday. The spaghetti is Friday dinner, and then on Saturday you can get anything you want to eat. They've got Italian sausage sandwiches and meatball sandwiches and barbecued chicken and all that on Saturday, but no spaghetti unless you're special.
We're going to be there tomorrow night. We can't wait. We have not been
one of the best things about these jobs is that people come up and they give you a ticket, say, hey, come on out to our event. So we get tickets to go to these events. And I think that's great.
I noticed the Highway Patrol gave you a ticket.
Well, that was, yeah.
We want you to come to our event. It's called Court.
Yeah, that's going to be great. So, you know what? I was coasting. I was coasting at 108 miles an hour. So, anyway, okay. So, that's Paisano Days, and we can ring the bell for another plug for that one. Lou White Band, Luigi and Company.
Okay, when you say fundraiser, what's the fundraiser for?
Well, they raise funds for all different kinds of community things, like they did the scholarships. They have scholarships every year, and sending people to college, of course, and then the Raves Festival, the vocal jazz festival.
Ooh.
And of course they support the Dan Neese's group, the Starship.
Oh yeah.
Stuff
okay.
like that.
Now your band, the Lou White Band, will start at what time tomorrow night?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. And we're gonna be there. Now people dancing, people drinking, people enjoying bocce ball and spaghetti and really good stuff like that. Now, I want to also share with you that Lou is going to be doing a special number with me in my concert August 15th. You will hear him play the flute along with Candice Lavolsi. It's going to be a very special number. And the two of us are going to reminisce and do a Dean Martin song. I am so excited. We rehearsed last night. You're such a spectacular musician, and I thank you for your kindness. Everybody get out there this weekend and support Paisano Days. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. It's News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Okay, let's start rocking here about some subjects. Healthcare. It looks like they're not going to vote on health care at the national level because the Blue Dog Democrats, even though they had came up with some kind of a solution to talk about being able to vote, hasn't quite worked out. Now, people have called and said, what's a Yellow Dog Democrat and what's a Blue Dog Democrat? Okay, a Yellow Dog Democrat is that if the Democratic Party ran a Yellow Dog, it would be elected. It's one of those areas where in the country where they're just rabid Democrats, so they could run anybody or anything and it would get elected. A Blue Dog Democrat on the other hand comes from an area where they're more moderate, more conservative, and they're kept on a short leash, which then the short leash kind of chokes them off, which turns them blue. This is the way I understand a Yellow Dog Democrats and Blue Dog Democrats. Of course, they're, you know, Republicans aren't like that, right? Yeah, right. Okay, they just don't call them those names. They call them other names.
I once heard the terminology Cal County Democrat.
I have no idea.
I think that meant that was kind of a Democrat that was a little bit more right of the center. So
it could be.
Cal County Democrat.
Yeah. Well, it could be, you know, when you get them down south.
Back
in
the old days.
A Democrat down south.
The old day Democrat.
Is probably as conservative as a liberal Republican from the Northeast. So one of the things that has also come in today was that, I don't know if you've heard about this. We're going to talk about healthcare. I want to get something more local here. Our legislature and their great wisdom of all the things they could do. So what do? They vote to kill business up here in the North State. God bless the Flatlanders. You know, they had a bill, SB 670. This is the bill that bans the practice of suction dredge mining. Now, suction dredge mining, that's for people that go out on the weekends and during the week, and they have a suction dredge there, and they go along the bottom of the creeks and the rivers to find gold. Golden diamonds, I guess. So somebody had a bright idea that says, oh, this is just destroying habitat. It's destroying the salmon's habitat. It's destroying everything. So we need to outlaw this in our state. Well, you know, instead of letting a environmental study be conducted by the Fish and Game Department, they just went on and voted it. That the study by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers concluded that the effects of suction dredge mining are so small and so short-term as to not warrant the regulations being imposed in many cases. Hello? Not only that, but it's going to cost us You know, Goldridge are spending an estimated $60 million in terms of fuel, food, camping, diving equipment, hardware, and lodging purchases up here in the North State. And Keene Engineering in Chatsworth, which manufactures a lot of the stuff, is already says that they're going to be forced to lay off 35 employees right there. So, Onestad, Senator Onestad, is trying to get the governor to veto this bill. This is absolutely a knee-jerk reaction from people that say that hear something, they have somebody come into the room, and instead of relying on a scientific study, which the Fish and Game Department want to do, they're just going to vote it out.
I would be curious to hear from our listeners who have lived up here in the North State and those who live in Trinity County when you had the LaGrange mine. And the LaGrange mine that dredged and really topically affected the landscape and polluted the streams. Now, and also you've heard people say that some of the dredging has affected the salmon runs. Now, I would be curious to hear the other side of those people who maybe have done their own personal environmental study. And to those, again, longtime residents that have lived up here and have seen so much mining that's gone on, that maybe this isn't such a bad stop it well, right now before we really get into a major study.
Well, maybe we should do a study first and then make the decision instead of just, you know, shoot first, then aim. How about that?
Is that a knee-jerk reaction? Shoot first, then aim?
Yeah, that's a knee-jerk reaction.
Have you ever done that?
No, never do that. Patrick Jones does that when he's shooting trap, though.
When you're squirrel hunting.
I hope people go in and tell Patrick that the rest of the team has got spur marks on their back from having to carry Patrick for most of the shooting.
I hope he's listening today because he's got some bullet wounds.
Well, Patrick Jones, if he has a radio, I'm sure he does. Anyway, okay. Anyway, this dredging thing is, you know, I understand what you're saying. But why not let the study work its way through, and then find out if it does have an impact. And if it does, fine. Then put restrictions on it. Just don't throw out the baby with the bathwater.
Mm-hmm, I agree. But I have heard from several people that have been up here through the years that say that there's an incredible high amount of iron and ore and things in the water supply from mining that's been done that has come down through the mountains. Well, I've heard this several times.
Well, iron in the water has got to be good for you because it probably strengthens your bones. Okay. Healthcare.
And that's why.
Yeah, healthcare. Somebody explain to me, please. We've got some of the brightest listeners that are in the country and probably the world. Explain to me that what's going on with the healthcare plan. If 90% of our country has health insurance and 82% of them are happy with their health insurance, why do we have to change all of the health insurance? I mean, there are things that have to be fixed. Yes. There's some tweaking and maybe even drastic changes on part of it. But why do we have to go and change the whole thing and spend over $1 trillion? Does anybody understand this? I know there are people out there that say the public option is the way to go. Let the government get in there. Let the government compete with the insurance agencies or with the insurance companies. Guess what? That's not competition. You know why? The insurance companies have to make a profit. That's the idea. You know, that's why you have a business. If you're not going to make money, you're just going to lose money. Your business is called the U.S. government. Okay?
This morning we were watching a program with some doctors in their third year of residency, and they were talking or asking these soon-to-be doctors, well, I guess at their residency, they're considered a doctor at that point, how this will affect their future and their practice. And Carl, share with our listeners what the commonality was. Okay, so I think one said, don't let the government get in between you and your doctor's care. That was the overall gist of all of their comments.
Well, you know, this is an 1,100-page bill. I don't know if any of y'all have read this bill, but there are people that have, and they've sent me their findings on this. I mean, page by page, line by line. Even CNN has gotten into this. Now, CNN has never been accused of being the most fair, of the news agencies. But then again, Fox isn't either. Or, of course, the worst one, of course, is MSNBC. I think I've put a lock that I can't even watch MSNBC on, because every time I see Keith Olbermann's face, I gag. And I'm sorry, I just do, because I have never heard him once.
Knee jerk.
Huh? I have never heard him once say that, that anything, unless you're a really far-leaning left liberal, anything beyond to the right of that does anything good. They're just taking air up because, those people don't deserve to even be on this planet. So anyway, but CNN said,
ooh,
here's one.
That's
CNN reported key freedoms, it's easy for you to say, that Americans will lose under the legislation Congress has set the vote on. One, freedom to choose what's in your plan. Freedom to be rewarded for healthy living or pay your real cost. Freedom to choose high deductible coverage. Freedom to keep your existing plan and freedom to choose your doctors. Come on, people. This is the United States of America. We have fought for these freedoms. We have fought to be able to make choices. The government is getting into our knickers too much. It's enough. We have to stop them. We have to go up and say enough. We don't want the government into the room with the doctor and us. News Talk 1400 is Free Fire Radio, KQMS.
If you could only have eyes into the studio right now, there's some crazy stuff going on here, and we love it. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400, KQMS. We have a phone call from a very special man whose name is Bill. Bill.
Hello.
Hi, tell us what's going on.
Well, what's going on is the Westside Performing Arts Company, their Summer Academy, is having their show, Seasons of Love. And what a perfect title. Love is in the air, especially the songs and scenes that we're doing for our show.
Now, I understand there's a bunch of Broadway numbers.
Yeah. It's from six of Broadway's top shows, Grease. You know that one, how they got Grease and all that. We got The Music Man that's represented, Gypsy, Rent, Chicago, and everybody's favorite, I think, The Lion King.
Ooh.
We got kids from ages 8 through adults. It's just a really great show. Fun show, lots of cute scenes, funny things. They're short. We won't bore you with it. We'll get right to the dancing and singing. So,
let's hear about where it is and what it costs and all that good stuff.
It's at the McLaughlin Auditorium. A lot of people say, what? McLaughlin? Where's that? And that's the Sequoia Middle School, the new auditorium that was just built within the last 3 or 4 years. It's on 1805 Sequoia Drive, Reading, kind of on the west side of the river there. It's on August 1st, this Saturday. There's only two performances on Saturday, 2 p.m. and a 7 p.m. show.
Tickets?
$10 for everybody except seniors, only 7, and kids under 12, $7.
Wow.
And they can go to the Backyard Destinations or Graphic Emporium to get the tickets, or if they want to call, we can make arrangements. I'll give you the number, 515-7151.
Well, this is great. You know, Westside Performing Arts is an incredible opportunity for kids. It's not just for kids, though. It's for people of all ages, correct?
Yeah, that's right. This is the second year we've had the Summer Academy, and it features kids all the way up through. And it's really a good learning process for kids and people that aren't really pros, experienced, doing a lot. So we have a lot of adults, parents that join in the Summer Academy. And we also have classes during the year, so which will be starting up again in September. But for right now, we're pushing for this McLaughlin Auditorium show on Sequoia this Saturday, 2 o'clock and 7 o'clock. And the number again, 515-7151. And one last thing, if you ever want to get into showbiz, sing a song, do a dance, give us a call. I think we got to write a little niche for you. Of course, Linda, you don't need it. Yeah. I'm looking forward to your show, too.
Well, thanks, Bill. It's going to be doing all kinds of production and stage managing and helping direct and all that good stuff. Bill and Lisa Collins. Hey, thank you so much. And we're going to spread the word about getting out there on this Saturday night to Sequoia School. And love is in the air.
Love is in the air. Hi, Carl. Bye, Carl.
Thanks, Bill.
See ya.
You guys have a great weekend. Thanks.
You know, a lot of things going on. You know, tonight, and I almost forgot to say this, back in May, and we did a show on Channel 11, a TV show. And I was the moderator on it, and we had Senator Mauricio Hansen and the Shasta County Veterans Officer, Dave Lamford. Now, they're going to re-air this tonight on Channel 9 at 10 p.m., and it's No Veteran Left Behind, and it's going to talk about at what level of care and the different aspects of veteran care that we have here in the North State. This is going to be part of a series, that they're putting together. But that's going to be, again, it's No Veteran Left Behind. It's going to be at 10 p.m. tonight on KIXE Channel 9. Okay, now we've got another minute or two. Local news shows that they're putting together that committee for privatization of different aspects of the Redding community.
Dredging.
Okay. We'll get to dredging as soon as we get back from this break. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. You're going to cut back on your coffee there, baby.
Dredging.
Alice, good morning.
Good morning. On this dredging situation, I did a great deal of research on dredging. When gold first came up in the late 70s, Chanel and Keene, Engineering Keene Dredging, first started to develop their dredges, I went around and interviewed the old-timers that were still around that had done a lot of the dredging, a lot of the work prior to World War II in the late 30s.
Uh-huh.
And the evidence is that there is no harm done by dredging. Now, I'll support this in a minute. And it is actually beneficial. And the people who think, Linda say something about that stirs up iron in the water, well, that's natural. It is no problem. What would happen is that, and I see it in dredging too, since the fish come to where the dredging is. And back in the 30s, the salmon, when they were running in, say, the Rogue River, would congregate right where the sluice boxes would dump into the river because it stirs up a lot of food for them. Now, the thing is about a river, when it's rushing, you know, when it's at flood stage and it's high water, it's full of mud and silt. It looks a lot worse. It's moving a lot more material than any dredge stirs up. And that is food. Those fish, somehow they get food from that. I don't know what it is that they eat, but they congregate. They come to places like that.
Well, we were talking about that, about runoffs, how that moves a lot more than any of the dredging does.
Absolutely.
No, go on.
Oh, well, people who, it's what we call the knee-jerk reaction, that they just have some kind of prejudice, and they're not based on any documentation.
Well, that's what we were talking about, is let them, let the Fish and Game Department run their environmental study and come and see what kind of impact it really does have or doesn't
and they're
have.
They're out there. They did all kinds of environmental studies. They have had them all the way through. Those things are in the record, and it has been proven, and the word is proven, that there is no damage.
This is what we love about Free Fire Radio. Wonderful. Knowledgeable people like yourself, Alice, and all I was doing was being the devil's advocate and saying, this is what I've heard on the street.
Well, that's right, and that's what happens with so much of this environmental stuff. And I mean, I love the environment, everybody does, and they'll just pick up some little thing and they'll see the dirty water, and then they suddenly form an opinion that is truly based on total ignorance. They're ignoring what the facts are.
Well, I think that if this comes into play, is that the sheriff of the county should say, I'm not gonna uphold this law. You know, this is a stupid law.
I ought to figure out how to resurrect those studies that were really quite prominent in the early 80s when the price of gold was so high.
Well, you know, the price of gold is even higher now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of documentation to the fact that it was beneficial. One of the things that happens in an extreme is that if there's not a lot of water running through it, let's take the Trinity. The Trinity used to have a lot more water running through it, and then they diverted a lot of the Trinity, you know, into Whiskeytown Lake, so that the existing river has a lot less volume and goes a lot slower. And consequently, you start to get hard packs. There isn't enough stuff to churn up those gravels, not enough water, and it starts to layer and hard pack, and that causes the channel of the river to steadily get higher and higher and higher, threatening the banks, threatening the people around it. And the dredges go in, and they bust up those layers, and it's very beneficial to the whole river system.
Well, you know, Alice, we really appreciate this phone call. It's somebody that obviously has done a lot of studying on it and can speak with a voice of authority instead of just, oh, gosh, it looks dirty in there. Let's stop it.
Nope.
All right.
That's the way the river cleans itself.
There you go. Hey, Alice, thank you so much for your phone call.
Love your program. Thank you.
Thank you.
You know,
now, that is just
the reason we
wake up every day excited to get in here.
The thing I was talking about before somebody screamed dredge in my ear was the privatization committee that started. There was some consternation about this because Ken Murray was appointed by Dick Dickerson on it, and some people think that wasn't a good idea. You know, for whatever reason, but this privatization committee is really important, people, because we're going to talk about giving up certain, not giving up, but having private companies do some of the work that we've been paying our local people to do, you know, on the city government. So see if that will save money. Now, hopefully that they're going to do that. Now, tomorrow is a big day.
Tomorrow we have Dean Martin Gold Diggers.
We've got 10 of them.
Calling from all over the country to reminisce about their days with Dean. I think it kind of ties into Paisano days, don't you, Luigi?
See.
Yeah, anyway, but that should be a lot of fun tomorrow. It's going to be the Gold Diggers the loose.
And we'll have an open line so you can call in and ask questions.
All right. Hey, this is Carl on the bottom, Freak Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. What's your year?